Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's up, everyone? It's Tori.
And Denisa.
And today on the podcast, we are joined by the one and only Nicole Zanata.
We talked to her about her engagement, the injury that ended her time on Double Agents, and the new challenge workout series. It was a very fun interview, and we hope you all enjoy it. She was on Real World Skeletons. She was on Invasion of the Champions, Vendettas, Double Agents. She is queen of abs.
Yeah.
Nicole Zanata.
Yeah!
Stop! Like that introduction.
You know, I knew if I talked about your abs, because nobody can see this, that they can know that there are about 10 of them.
Yeah. Definitely.
And they're in your back,
That's one of my,
so we got to add
that. That's one of my favorite things about you, Nicole, is you will literally just walk up to people within like 5 minutes of talking to them.
Look at my abs.
And show your abs.
You won't even say shit. You'll just be like, look.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. Listen, I worked hard for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have kids, forget about it. They're going to be gone. And then what do I have to show? My fucking biceps?
Your abs will come back to you. I feel like you have that kind of metabolism. If you push the baby out.
Well, first of all, I just want to say congratulations because you have your new fiance right next to you.
Yes.
How are you guys feeling?
Fucking excited, stoked. I mean, obviously, I was super, like, nervous. Like, I couldn't even really express the words. Like, even, like, talking about it now, I get, like, choked up. I mean, I'm just really, really happy.
Me too.
Aww. Is that why I had music over it? Because I was really waiting to hear what you said to her when you got down.
Don't you worry. I'll send you the verbiage.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
This is exclusive. I'll keep it close to my heart. I swear to God. I kept looking at it. I'm like, is there going to be one clip of her actually speaking, or is it going to be music that makes me cry?
No, I'll post it soon. Yeah, no. Hey, listen, it was definitely rough. I was nervous. Like that's like the one moment in your entire life that like you don't know what to say. Like I could honestly say I was like speechless. I was like, oh fuck.
You should have just shown her your abs, and in the abs, the ring was right there. Wouldn't have to say anything.
Baby, here you go.
The good old ring in the belly button
for life
trick.
And then dress.
Oh, my God. Wait, so did you, like, write down an idea of what you wanted to say? Did
you
follow the script? And did you stay?
I had a whole thing, and then I didn't say any of it.
Oh, good.
Like, oh, shit. I was like, so where do I start? Yeah, you really, like... I didn't know what to say. I mean, like, looking at her, it just came out. Like, that was the truth. So.
Oh, Lauren, what did it sound like from your end?
I was like, okay, so I was so shocked because I'm, like, thinking that we're going to go to Home Depot. Like, I'm going to put outlet covers on the, outlets because I wanted them all to match, like, my OCD. So I'm, like, doing that, and she, like, messages me, can you bring me a towel? And I'm like, oh, my God, she's sweating already? She's only been in there for, like, 20 minutes working out. So, like, go outside with no shoes on, like, in the ugliest sweater I've ever worn in my life. And, like, I open the door and I just see, like, this whole setup. And I just, like, literally remember just dropping my phone and, like, walking over to her. And just, she had, like, the sweetest things to say. And in true Nicole fashion, had some jokes in there, too, that really made me laugh. So, it was perfect. Aww. I mean, it really was super thoughtful, super sweet, very surprising. And I couldn't have imagined it any other way.
Oh, that's so nice. Good answer, Nicole.
Baby. Good answer. See, did you like exactly what to say?
There's a script over there. I want to know, Nicole, how long did it plan you? Jesus. How long did it take you to plan this?
How long did you plan this for? You guys don't even want to know. Trying to talk to her.
I just asked you.
Oh, yeah. Well, put it like this. I mean, I needed to talk to, a parent, and Lauren's dad died. So, but there wasn't
sorry.
Talk to him. So I was trying, but to contact the mom, and I'm just like, I got to talk to you. And something would just come up every time. So it probably took about 3 months, you'd say?
No, not that long. I'd say
all right. Well, she's being nice about it. A month and a half to kind of really do this. So, right. But yeah, I feel like that's something you can't really plan. There's no way to do it.
Oh, man. Well, for the Challenge fans that know you very well, Nicole, and obviously now are going to be following you and Lauren's story, how did you guys meet?
Oh boy.
That was on her.
So we had a mutual friend invited us out to her birthday dinner, and we met in October, and I sat down, and Nicole was true to Nicole, vibrant and just outspoken and whatnot. And I was like, who the hell is this girl?
Right? Did I pick someone else up at the dinner too?
You did. She didn't
laugh. Oh, God.
In true
Nicole fashion, yes. That's exactly Nicole.
Coming off a breakup, hitting the streets running. That's our girl. we were friends. We stayed friends for a while. And then I asked her out, and she originally was like, I don't know, it's going to mess up our friendship circle. This, that, and the third. And I was like, okay, whatever, that's fine. And then New Year's Eve, we downed a bottle of Louvre, and the rest is history. So
Wow,
you were friends first. Look at you, Nicole. Yeah.
See, come on.
No, I mean, you didn't. It just happened like that.
Yeah. Do you guys have a wedding date set?
We're thinking.
Everybody keeps asking us that, and I'm like, oh my God! I guess this is stuff I should start really looking into. So, we have a lot of really exciting things going on with her family and mine. We're just trying to time it right. Playing with the idea of doing a big New Year's Eve party for New Year's Eve, a big New Year's Eve wedding. So, gonna toy with that idea, but if not, early spring next year, it's looking like.
Nice.
That's good. Hope we'll get invitations, but
I got you.
Tori will be my date, and I will wear a suit because I want to.
We'll live podcast from the wedding, and TJ will officiate. We already asked. He's fine.
That's one thing off the list, Tori.
Oh my God.
Yes, keep it coming, guys.
Oh man, well, we are so happy for you guys. That's why we literally had to get you on the podcast, because Nicole, you mentioned this to me. I don't know if you know this, Lauren, while we were out doing the workout with Rachel, the Rachel Fitness Workout collab out in LA, and she was like, I'm proposing to my girlfriend. And the energy that Nicole had, I was like, holy shit, I need to see, I need to know, was waiting and looking on your Instagrams for the post, because I knew it was coming. So I was not disappointed, you guys. It was so exciting. So it's really been awesome to have you on and to hear about the story.
You know what's not awesome? Finding out that Nicole wasn't following me.
Oh, shots fired. Listen.
I'm not following you either.
Oh, you're nasty. Damn.
I thought we loved each other.
I did.
To see that we don't follow each other is, I have to do it now. I'm going to do it.
You picked my sister over me. What did you expect from me?
Well, yeah. Listen, we're like sisters, so that could have never happened, but your sister possibly.
Wow. All right. Well, besides this, because let's solve this here, ladies. Let's click that follow button and keep it moving.
I got you.
Following.
Nicole, how have you been? Because we, in the challenge world, haven't seen you since Double Agents, when obviously you left because of you were medically disqualified, right?
I was disqualified with 5 anchors put in my shoulder. Yeah. Oh.
What happened to that shoulder?
Have 5 anchors put in it.
No, but what happened to it?
My labrum was but completely torn off. It wasn't a partial tear. It was but completely off. I mean, at first, think about it. I told them, but just to pop it back in. I was like, come on, pop it back in and let's call it a day. And they were just like, you can't. So I got home. I needed like a surgery. I was out of work for like 9 months. She was actually by my side the entire time, like stretching me out, like on the floor. Like when I tell you, it was honestly the lowest part of my entire life. Like I've never felt so like I couldn't take a shower. Like I couldn't do like I give people so much credit. Like with like, what do you call it?
Injuries.
Like injuries, a disability, like a rehab.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it just puts you in a very, very a different the mindset I couldn't get out of. I mean, straight up, because if it wasn't for her, it was just like, it was bad.
It's hard. It's a bad headspace because you can't do anything. You feel helpless, but you're normally super independent. Yeah. And then you don't want to ask anybody for help, but you kind of need it. Yeah. I'd say one thing about being injured is like, it does humble you a lot. And you don't take shit for granted after of like any part of your body.
Hell no. But then guess what? Straight after that, I got with her. I'm now studying. I want to become a lieutenant. I'm going to be a boss. I've been putting in the work now. And life's been good. Like, honestly, I can't really say, like, nothing's been bad. Like, my sister has a baby. My older sister has one. And then my sister Sam is pregnant with a second boy. Like, the family.
Wow.
Like, it's just been insane. Like, it's like, I definitely feel blessed.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
At least, yeah.
Aw. And yeah, think about how close that brought you and Lauren. Like you said, like you
had. Oh, really, really close.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she was stretching you out. Sure. It all started there, actually. Showering, stretching out. You're like, you know what? This is the lady that I could be with for forever. If people are there with you at your lowest, you know what I mean?
They're always exactly what I said. Yeah. Because if someone's there when you're basically at the bottom of the totem pole, forget about it.
You know what? Like, I could see it being really difficult for you and anybody who's like a workout fiend to go through, and Anissa too, to go through a recovery period like that, because it's like, how are you getting your endorphins after you can't
work out? Ice cream. Orgasms.
Like, I had one arm like this and I had...
That's what I said, orgasms and ice.
Jesus, Nicole.
You said it's not
for those.
No, I can do it.
For those who didn't see it.
You missed out.
Yeah, you really missed out. We got a whole sweat pant full of it.
But that's the guys, like, when I tell you, like, that's the worst thing, because what do you do? Like, nothing. Right. I mean, I could sit. I mean, I could eat 24/7, but what does that do? It doesn't do anything. I'm happy for like a minute and then I'm over it. You know?
Yeah, but at least with your shoulder, you had your legs, so you could walk around. Showering does suck, but it's like walking around, at least you have your feet, you know?
So, yeah.
Do you have any advice for anybody who's dealing with an injury or a setback?
Take it day by day and do not rush it, because as soon as you rush it, forget about it. You're never going to get back to 100. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, because I had a bunch of firefighters, and like, but they were constantly saying, but you're never going to be a firefighter again. You can't do the job, blah, blah, blah. And, but to me, like, that's like, you can't tell me that. Like, I was like, do you know me?
Yeah.
Like, that was.
I also think there are people in worse shape than you starting off there. So,
exactly. Like,
you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get over a shoulder injury. I don't think after an injury, you're never the same. But sometimes you get stronger in different ways. So,
exactly.
Do you have fears about potentially coming back to the challenge, or does that even sound like something that interests you anymore?
I love the challenge. So yes, I'm definitely going back.
Miss her being down the hall.
Do you know what? I definitely miss it. I mean, I've always put the job first, and that's never going to change. Like, I'm always going to put like the fire department first. My fears of coming back, it's not about getting hurt, because I promise you, as far as like stability and all of that, I'm training on it. It's more of this situation right here. I just want her to really feel like secure, like knowing that, hey, listen, I'm going on the show to win. I'm not going on the show to hook up with 100 gals or even one girl. You know? I mean, I made you my fiance. I made you my girl for the rest of my entire life for a reason. It's not like I'm taking this lightly. I'm not. But the other end of the spectrum is she needs to feel secure in knowing that I'm going on the show for the right reasons. Once that's not there, well, now it's like, what do we do? Because this is something I love. And yes, like, will I say no at times? Yeah, listen, I said no, but the last time I couldn't go. Like, me and her had a book trip. I had to say no. But I mean, I would hope that she would allow me to go and just be me. Like, that's not going to change. I feel like I'm marrying her because she allows me to just be myself. Like, she doesn't want to be me. She doesn't care, like, if I flirt. Yeah, like, can I flirt and take it to a different level? Fuck no. Like, forget about it.
I'll fuck you up.
Exactly.
Don't worry, Lauren. Exactly. We got you.
I have security guards.
Lauren, we got you. Don't you worry.
Yeah, like, there's definitely a fine line. I mean, I know how she gets because we went out to a club and there was a woman dancing next to me and she inappropriately grabbed me and Lauren was like, hey, that's my girlfriend.
No, that was not what it was. I was like, No.
I'm like that too.
I was like, oh my God, no one's ever done that
for me. Yo, I had to pull her back. I was like, what are you doing? She goes, she just grabbed her. I was like,
grabbed your hoo-ha?
Yeah.
Nasty bitch. I would have smacked her hand. But like, you know what? Go over there in the pervy section. Touch a lot. I'm glad I wasn't there, Lauren. I would have had, we would have been right there just boxing her out. Like, sorry, sis. Nicole's taken. She can only dance by herself in that corner.
I would love to see that, actually.
I would, though. I 100% would. I don't care.
Yeah.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM, let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Nicole, do you think that you would play the game differently going forward, either because of the fact that now you're engaged or because you'd be coming in off an injury?
Definitely with both of them. Coming off, obviously, I mean, I was hurt, so that I'm definitely going to be like skeptical on the competition, on the challenge and all that. As far as like, because I'm engaged now, there's no distractions. Like, the girls that think they might be a distraction, like, there is not. Like, it's not even a thought in the back of my head. Like, I could care less if like a top model like Megan Fox like walked in. I might let her
do that one.
I think it'd be better if you were there, Lauren, you know? What's the experience if you can't experience it too?
Right, I know. I'm like, just
fine. I'm an equal opportunity player here. We all get to play.
Yeah.
Let's make it fair.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, like, yeah, definitely. I would 100%. It would be a different game. I mean, I'd be curious to see on how I would play it because it's so many different factors now. It really is.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what was it? I'm sure leaving Double Agents because of an injury had to like leave this taste in your mouth. Like,
oh, it was the worst taste in my mouth. It was like leaving and that soon in the beginning of the game, I'm sitting back like, what do you mean? We just got here. I was like, this isn't even like the second week or maybe the third week. But it was just super short. I mean, I definitely did not like that feeling. I mean, yeah, no, it sucked. Like, I don't even think that there's words to talk about it. It was horrible. I mean, hey, listen, Tori, a lot of people got hurt on that challenge.
I know, I was going to say. Yeah, Tori, I remember you being all rough out there. Does that make you feel, I was going to ask, I mean, not saying that anyone's injury should make anybody feel better, but did it lessen the blow to know that you weren't the only person hurt that day? definitely, and having to go home.
I didn't even care. I mean, at that point, it's just like every challenge I went on, I made it to a final. And now I'm like, I don't even get to see a final, another mm-hmm. challenge. But to me, it was just like for the start of the game, I felt like I just got there.
That was a dangerous challenge, though. Like, a lot of people could have got their ass. I mean, whatever.
No.
But I think, I always think, because, you know, I've definitely dealt with some similar injuries. When you leave, like, you know, sometimes life just has something else set out for you. You know,
oh, yeah.
You might not be where you are right now without that injury.
I don't
so
think
I'm kind of.
Yeah. I definitely don't think I would have. I mean, I came home. And I came home to, like, I was breaking up, like, with Ashley, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then I meet her. Like, it was just very, very different. Yeah. I mean, I'm not upset about it. I mean, I'm definitely mad that it happened. But,
of course,
it happened for a reason.
It's a setback. Hell, but yeah. Now you're a part of this new workout thing for the challenge, the series.
Yo, how did that come about? My ass, bro.
Rachel's a girl.
I pulled her immediately. I was like, yo, Rachel. For a small gal, forget about it. She
a monster.
There's no quit in her. She's very like, but this is what she does every single day for the last however many decades. It's like natural for her to do all of the things that she does. How did you get involved in that?
I got a call and they were like, you want to work out? I was like, I love working out. I was like, quit. And then when I found out it was a body weight workout, I was like, I've never done that before. I was like, body weight?
You've never done a body weight workout?
Yeah, but the Fire Academy, which is what, like five years ago, I've done a body weight workout with the Berkeleys and all that stuff. But body weights, it's normally not my thing. Yeah, I'll be honest with
you. So are you trying to say that body weight's harder for you than putting up weight?
Oh, 100%. Hell yeah.
You're doing more volume in her workout, I'm sure. It's higher volume than you just picking up heavy weights and...
Yeah, but to me, I mean, you could tell me to do, like, the push-ups, the pull-ups, and weights and curls and all that, and that's fine, bench. But if you tell me to do, like...
Jump squats and burpees.
I mean, jump squats, burpees. I'm looking at you like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. Like, when I tell you, like, that workout could get anybody in shape. And, I mean, especially now, like, since I got home, if Rachel thinks that I haven't been doing that workout... Forget about it.
Oh, she's got me back.
I can't wait to see you on a challenge because I know you work out. So now forget about it.
I love that.
Dude.
For anybody who doesn't really know about the workout series, Nicole, will you just explain what it is?
The workout series is a bodyweight workout for a half an hour that is gruesome, extremely hard, competitive, challenging, whichever words you want to put into it. And it will tone your body up real fucking quick. I suggest you guys watch that. Tori was a part of it. I mean, the best people were a part of it. I don't know where you were.
I don't fucking know either. I mean, the world wants to know. They're like, she doesn't work out. I mean, I do, but this is proof that I do. It would have been nice for people listening, but it's okay because Rachel also sent me the workout, so I have them. Hey. And I'm also a part and signed up on the phone and do them a CrossFit. I'm fine. I'll be all right. You're however, awesome. I am extremely fucking butthurt. All right, back to you, Nicole.
Nicole, so I know that you said that you weren't used to this bodyweight workout and stuff like that, but, like, were you not doing any type of at-home-based workout during the pandemic or during recovery or anything like that?
I actually have a shed in my yard with, like...
The proposal shed.
Proposal shed, yeah.
Proposal shed. Yes, and she transformed her most favorite room inside this home into the proposal. So, yeah, but calling it a shed, I feel like, doesn't give it its, like, proper due diligence. Like, you can literally, it's like a small at-home gym. She has, I mean, everything she needs in there.
So it's basically like a little guest house, almost.
It
exactly.
Okay.
So, I mean, listen, if me and Lauren fight or whatever, I'm just like, go in the shed! Don't talk to me!
Or sometimes I'm like, you go in the shed. Bye-bye.
yeah, oh my gosh. I mean, it doesn't look like a bad place to spend some time.
You right? Got some, get out your frustration.
Good equipment.
Work out other proposals.
Yeah.
Do some good thinking.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, Nicole, I know that you had to do, like, an ab routine with Rachel, and there was one point in time.
No! Don't even talk about her! I called Lauren, and I'm like, I don't know what she had me doing. I was, like, rocking my abs. Till this day, it's been, like, a few weeks after, I still can't fucking do it. I have no idea how.
What, a hollow? Or the suitcases?
It's a hollow rock.
It's a hollow rock.
You can't do it?
Who calls it a hollow rock?
It's called a hollow.
Call it a solid rock. Why don't you call it a piece of a granite, like something really nice, not a rock. I don't like a hollow rock, whatever. Rolling rock, to me, it was just like, she tried to like take my body and move it, and my body still wasn't moving.
So you can't rock back and forth in the hollow position.
Like, they questioned my abs. Like, everything was questioned. My whole integrity of my abs and what they stood for was questioned that day.
Like, they're just for aesthetics. They're not functional.
They're just for show. And you know what?
You have show abs.
I can't.
You have shabs. You have shabs. They're show abs.
I hate that Tori even had to bring that up because it was the most embarrassing.
Oh, that's so great.
I just thought it was so funny because, like, you didn't stop talking about it. And I was like, wow, this really got to her psyche.
I still haven't stopped talking about it until, like, this day.
I think it's amazing that you can't. And I cannot wait. If we ever do a show together, we should just do hollow rocks.
Yo, I'm going to sit there and just rock my body.
I rock my body.
Just going to
pop. We'll tip you. Tori's going to be on one side. Yeah. And I'll be on the other.
And just move my body like that. It was like a seesaw, like, for your body. Who the fuck does a seesaw for your body?
You should work at, you should do the holds first, and then slowly, once you get the hold position.
Anisha, if you think I can't plank for 5 minutes, I could. I could hold a plank for 5 minutes.
But if we turn you on your back, it's over.
Exactly. Just turn it over.
See, and that's why you're a top.
Damn.
It all comes full circle.
It does come full circle.
Wow.
Definitely.
Well played. Well played. Well, let me just go back to this. I have one more question about Rachel.
Okay.
Have you done a season with her? Obviously not, because she's older. She's old school. But have you watched any of her seasons, and did you know what you were getting yourself into?
I'll be 100% with you. I don't watch a season unless I'm on it. Just because it changes the way that you think about the people. And like when I go on a challenge, like, if I'm friends with you, I'm friends with you in and out of the show. And that's never going to change. So watching a season, I just feel like it would definitely make me think differently about a lot of people. So, but no, I didn't know like what I was getting myself into. I mean, I looked at her social media. I was like, oh, she's got a good body. I was like, it's kind of like the same body type as me. She might be smaller though. So I'm good. And then I get there and I'm like, I'm not good.
Yeah, she's a beast, man. She's a beast.
Her body's just conditioned.
The real deal, for sure. Yeah. Nicole, what is your favorite type of workout and what's your least favorite type of workout?
Well, my least favorite, we already know, is body weights with a rolling rock. That's a beast. You would know. That's my least favorite. My favorite is honestly like a hit workout, I would say. Like, I fucking could jog. I could do a bunch of shit like with weights and pull-ups and call it a day. And it's a hit and it's quick. It's like a 20-minute solid workout.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. A hit is definitely the way to go. Actually, you saying pull-ups reminded me of the time on Double Agents when there was like a line of people doing a pull-up contest and you were the only girl out there. We were like, go, Nicole!
And Wes beat me by like two. I think it was like three. It was like with 17 versus
one. But Nicole's so competitive. They started doing other things. She's like, I'm going to do it too. I'm like,
ma'am,
you're going to kill yourself before we even start competing.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where you really get hurt at the challenge home gym.
Anisa, you want to, we're all competitive. We want to be on the fucking
team. Oh, I know.
More competitive.
I know.
Does your competitiveness translate into being a firefighter too?
Oh yeah, 100%. Because like, I mean, think about it. Like, being a female firefighter, you're kind of down here. Like, no one's going to think that you're with the guys ever. And like, the competition with that, it makes me want to be a better firefighter. Like, now, that's like awesome. Studying now, I'm just like, I'm going to do it. Like, but there's no question. I mean, like, listen, but there's not a question in the back of my head, but that I'm not doing this. Like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be a boss, and I'm going to be the best boss I could possibly be. So, yeah.
Are you mad about firefighting outfits because you can't show your abs? Do you want them to incorporate like a two-piece number? Still baggy and still effective, Anisa. But a two-piece.
Anisa. As soon as I finish a job, I take off my bunker gear. And my t-shirt is so wet that it sticks, but to my abs. And you can actually see the imprint of my abs. So I'm actually okay with that.
I love it.
Says, when did you start being a firefighter? How did you get started?
I was a EMT first. I was a cop after. And then I became a firefighter 5.5 years ago, actually.
Wow. Yeah.
So wow. I did all the city jobs. It was great. Yeah.
And you know what? Like, even going back to you saying obviously aside from Double Agents, every challenge you've been on, you made it to a final. It's just not a surprise to me because your experience in like the outside world definitely translates over into the challenge. And that's what makes you such a great competitor. So I really hope that you come back. Great.
I love you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. You're a beast. And do you have any tips for anybody, maybe me, anybody who's listening, that wants to be like really good at either competing or any skills that you think make somebody a good challenger?
I don't know, because I feel like that's such a wide range question, because like, think about it, me physically, I do think that I'm up there. Puzzle wise, I'm not, but I've been practicing my puzzles, so I'm not stupid. I'm actually smarter than what people think now. And as far as like talking and what, to me, it's like, I mean, like, that's the game, too. I mean, if you talk a great game, you're good. I mean, like, look at Wes and Johnny. Like, the way that they talk and the way that they just skate through the game really is insane. It's just, like, you need to know your strong point and run with it. Because, like, that's kind of as far as, like, a alliance that you make. You need to kind of say, hey, like, you got this, but I have this. Like, that was why Devin, to me, was the best pawn ever. Because, like, physically, I had it intelligence-wise. And no offense, but Devin, as much as Devin, like, wants to joke about, like, being, oh, but I'm not the fittest guy, Devin is fit. Like, Devin knows how to fucking work out. And Devin's not
he knows how to move his body.
I agree with you. I agree. There's so many aspects that make somebody a good challenger, and I think you hit the nail on the head with that. Now, my last question. Any tips on how to have a good proposal? Do we need to buy a shed?
Make sure you're ready for it. Like, that's the first one. I mean, like, I'm gonna be straight up. I definitely wanted to be engaged to like previous ones, and then it's just like something wasn't right. Something didn't feel right. It wasn't the right move, which is why I'm now happy with her.
Aww.
But the truth is, you gotta be ready for it, and just think about yourself, but think about the other person as well. You don't know what to say. You could write up a whole fucking notes thing. It doesn't happen that way. It's good. And you don't need approval from the parents, but you definitely need them to kind of agree and give the blessing, because to me, like, that's important. And I mean, like, the family with me is always number one. And I mean, like, when you get engaged to somebody, you marry someone, you're marrying their family as well. And then, like, if she didn't get along, like, with my sisters and my parents, forget about it. Like, she would have been out the door immediately.
Oh,
but good luck, too. You are done. It is a second job, and you always need to think about that person. So, like, a proposal advice-wise, be ready to just say, it's not just you now. It's you and her, or you and him.
So I think what she also didn't mention is, like, she spoke from the heart. She was very genuine. A lot of things that meant something to me, she included in certain ways in the proposal.
No one knows that. Tell them what the York story.
So everyone's like looking at the video, and there's like York peppermint patties, and everyone's like, oh, that's so cute, but like, what's the deal with York peppermint patties? When my father was alive, we would go to the store, and he would always eat York peppermint patties, and he would say, don't tell mom, because mom wants me on a diet, and we would just stuff our faces with York peppermint patties.
Aww.
She placed a heart with the York peppermint patties on the floor.
Nicole, you're a fucking sweetheart. People don't know that.
Thank you. It's because I have such a hard shell.
I have so many abs on my hard shell.
Exactly. I gotta keep it, Kevin.
Oh,
I know.
That's so sweet, guys.
I'm really happy for both of you. That really is sweet.
Yeah. Well, if anybody hasn't seen the proposal, it's on Instagram. Nicole, it's on your page, right? Or Lauren, it's on yours. Okay, where can we follow you guys on Instagram? What are your pages?
N_Zanatta, MTV, Zanatta.
And mine is Lauren, Lauren, Brittany, Brittany, _.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And she's private, yeah. I think.
She just made it on private. No, I told her.
Oh, okay. It's really hard to stalk you when I can't see
you. No, that's what it is. Wait, no one knows her. Like, Anissa, like, not even joking. I think that that was just the one thing that made this relationship, like, perfect.
Nobody can get inside of that. Yeah.
No one knows anything about her. Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh, it's a secret girl. Like, I was like,
well, cat's out of the bag, Nicole. She's not secret anymore. We all know her.
I'm stuck with her for the rest of my life and couldn't be happier.
Aww. Well, all right, you sappy babies. Why don't you go cuddle up with the dog?
You want
to
come
preferably
over?
Probably not in the shed.
Yeah.
I can't. I have to go to the gym.
Oh, boy.
Aw, well, thank you guys so much. It was a pleasure talking to you, Nicole. It was great catching up with you again. I hope your abs feel better from doing those rolling rocks or whatever they're called. Lauren, it was lovely to meet you. And
yes, so nice meeting you, Lauren.
Look forward to talking to you guys soon. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You guys, later. I love you guys.
Bye.
All right, love you.
It is. Love you.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
God, Nicole Zanatta, there's literally nobody like her.
Not one person.
When I was doing the workout series with her, I was like, we have to get you on the podcast because your voice is something people need to hear. It's incredible. So
funny.
Yes. And for anybody who wants to know about the workout series, it will be available on the Challenges YouTube page on April 18th. So make sure you check it out and try to do those rolling rock things that she was talking about, because we all got to see if we got it.
I can't wait. I hope they actually show her trying to do it and failing.
I know, me too. Me too. Anissa, where can we follow you on Instagram and support you?
You can follow me at Anissa MTV on Instagram. That's AnneesaMTV. And Tori, where can we follow you?
You can follow me at Tori_Deal on Instagram. And everybody, if you enjoyed this episode, and we know you did, please rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
And we'll see you back here next Friday for an all-new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.